Before the Thanksgiving break, Senate Finance Committee leaders had suggested their panel would mark up Medicare legislation this month. Mary Agnes, what's the latest there?
After not being able to cut a deal with finance members, Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, announced that he would negotiate directly with the House. Those talks are ongoing with Ways and Means Health Subcommittee Chairman Pete Stark, a Democrat from California, and other House members.
What will the impact of Senator Baucus' decision to negotiate directly with the House rather than pass the bill through the finance panel first?
Not having a finance markup means that members of the committee will not be able to offer amendments to alter the bill at the committee level, which may make them less likely to support the measure once it's on the Senate floor. That, in turn, could hurt the bill's ability to get 60 votes on the Senate floor, which is what's needed to overcome any potential filibusters. But the level of opposition or support will depend on what's in the final package.
What's going to be in the bill?
It will most likely stop a scheduled 10% cut in Medicare physician payments that's scheduled for January the 1st. Cuts in payments to Medicare Advantage plans may be the way that lawmakers decide to finance the physician payment fix, but the Bush administration has made it clear that they don't want to see any reductions to Medicare Advantage plans.
What other provisions might be in the package?
The bill could also impose new requirements on Medicare providers for electronic prescribing and health information technology. In a letter that Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt sent to Finance Committee leaders, he wrote that physicians should be required to implement healthcare technology before receiving an increase in their healthcare payments. And that taking that step could speed the adoption of health IT at a far faster rate.
After months of negotiations, lawmakers still haven't reached an agreement to expand the state Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. Mary Agnes, what do you think prospects are for renewing the program at this point?
Lawmakers involved in the discussions now say that a long-term extension, rather than an expansion, is more likely for SCHIP. Democrats had hoped to expand the program by about $35 billion over the next 5 years, which they said would have been enough to cover 10 million children, up from about 6 million now. President Bush, who favors a much smaller expansion of the program, has vetoed one SCHIP bill and is expected to veto a second measure, which was largely identical to the first, which Congress sent him late last month.
So what's next?
Democrats intend to pass a long-term extension that would last until the end of the fiscal year. The program is now operating under a continuing resolution that expires December the 14th.
Would states facing SCHIP funding shortfalls receive extra money under the measure?
Many lawmakers, as well as states and child advocates, want that to happen. According to the Congressional Research Service, 21 states are facing funding shortfalls of $1.6 billion in fiscal 2008, with some states beginning to run out of money in March.
As the congressional year comes to a close, how will lawmakers conclude action on 11 unapproved fiscal 2008 appropriation bills, including one that provides funding for the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS?
That measure is likely to be folded into an omnibus package that would include the remaining appropriations bills and split the difference in funding between the amounts of domestic spending favored by Democrats and by President Bush. Democrats plan to appropriate about $11 billion more than the $933 billion that President Bush requested in fiscal 2008 discretionary spending. The bill may also include up to $7 billion in extra emergency funding for items such as border security and agriculture aid, and that funding could attract some GOP votes for the bill. The current continuing resolution expires December 14th, but the White House has threatened to veto the omnibus package.
When might Congress vote on the package?
The House is set to vote Tuesday on the omnibus plan, and the bill is expected to pass there, but the timetable for Senate action is unclear. Senate Republicans have insisted that they won't cut a deal on domestic spending unless funding for the Iraq War is provided without conditions.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.